The Oregon Employment Department has just released the employment and unemployment data for January. State employment economist Gail Krumenauer is here with the details.
Oregon employers added 2,000 jobs to non-farm payrolls in January, and the unemployment rate was 5.2%. Leisure and hospitality added 1,800 jobs over the month. There was a gain of 1,500 jobs in private healthcare and social assistance, and construction employment grew by 1,000 jobs in January. The manufacturing sector lost 1,500 jobs over the month, and professional and business services declined by 1,300 jobs. Oregon's unemployment rate was 5.2% in January, compared with 4.3% for the U.S. Oregon's unemployment rate has stabilized, staying between 5.2 and 5.3% from May of 2025 through the beginning of this year. There's just been very little change in Oregon's labor force through the second half of 2025 until January of 2026. Despite the gain in January, Oregon employers lost 18,600 jobs from non-farm payrolls over the past year. That's a decline of almost 1%. Professional and business services lost more than 7,000 jobs over the past year. There was a decline of more than 4,000 jobs each in manufacturing and retail trade, and the construction sector lost 3,900 jobs over the past year. Now, for each of those sectors, that's a decline of between 2% and 3%, but those aren't the steepest losses that happened in Oregon's economy. Federal government and the information sector each declined by more than 7% over the past year. We did see gains in leisure and hospitality, in private healthcare and social assistance, and in the transportation, warehousing, and utility sector. There is more employment and labor force data available on our website, qualityinfo.org.